God, I just love this intro. Hey guys, and welcome to Odds On Champions League Match Day 6. We have the decisive round of the qualification, and I'm glad to be back on Odds On while Edu is taking some time off. Together with Danny Fisichella and Alvaro Romeo, the Dream Team, we are back on to analyze every single game of this Tuesday group stage. While some of these groups are already decided, and we have the winners set. Group B is the second spot in Group B still available for the grab, so we're going to have some interesting games. Stay with us until the end of the show when you hear all the betting tips and predictions from our experts, as well as their ACCA of the day. So like the show, drop a comment in the live chat since this is a live show. You may notice I'm a little bit nervous. It's not my first time, but you know, it's always a pleasure when I'm back with Alvaro and Danny. So guys, let's get on with the show. First of all, how are you doing, boys?
Very well, thank you.
I'm a bit very scared, well.
I'm a bit scared about this club. Just suffering a really, really tough week, man. I think that four of them could be eliminated this week.
Yeah,
well, that's tough.
It won't be a very good campaign for Spain. You know, you had the extra team, and now you only get with one. But yeah, I mean, for the Italian team, we got two qualified. Atalanta and Milan, I'm not sure. Maybe we could hope 3 out of 4.
Yeah, you know, the ball is rolling. The wheel is always rolling. So, you know, things get bad for some leagues at some point, and then they get worse. But, you know, it's the way it is. We cannot always win. But let's focus our attention on Group A, where Leipzig are facing Man City. And this match has more value for the German side, I believe, as they're with 4 points, and their participation in Europa League is not yet secured, because Bruges, on the other hand, can still grab the second spot as they have the same amount of points. While Man City have comfortably won the group with 12 points so far, and even a defeat won't change that fact for them. Nolan Guardiola, however, and his obsession for victories, I don't really see City losing in this one. Who wants to kick off?
But I think, yeah, no one wants to lose. Let's not forget, these games also have a monetary value. You win a Champions League game, you got a few £100,000 coming into your bank account of the club. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the players also have bonuses for goals, for wins, for assists, etc. Now, Man City, top of the league in Premier League. And now we are seeing Man City at the best when Pep starts rotating. This is the month when Pep changes 5-6 players each game. They made 5 changes at Watford in his previous week, so we make 4 changes, and you can tell the depth, the strength of City. I think in this game they will try new things. Probably they will give players who haven't played much another go. Maybe he will try again play with Grealish in the false 9 position. But they come into the game in a very strong position. No injury crisis. De Bruyne is back. Bernardo Silva is in the form of his life. He already scored 7 goals in the Premier League. There are no scorers in double figure for City this season so far, but they are a real machine collective of scoring. I think, look, December is very busy for English teams, so it will be criminal for Guardiola not to make rotations in a game in a month where they need to play 7 games up to 1st of January. Just to give you a comparison, Leipzig only has to play 4 games until the 18th of December, and then they break. 80% win away this season for Man City. 60% of those games were both to score, but Leipzig at home never kept a clean sheet. Man City, attacking team, the most attacking team in the Champions League, top for attempts on target, 38. I can see goals, and I can see goals in the first half. So I'm going to go for over 1.25 goals in the first half, which pays 194. So if there is only one goal in the first half, which is more than likely, you lose half your stake.
Yeah, this is a game in which I believe that Manchester City is favorite, despite the fact that they are already qualified, despite the fact that they are already qualified as first of the group. Manchester City is going to rotate, but the rotations, they don't necessarily weaken the team a lot, because Pep Guardiola is the kind of manager that keeps 22, 23 players up to speed, because he makes sure that no one is detached from the team's dynamic. And the other day against Watford, I have to say, I was commentating on the game and I was very, very impressed by Manchester City again. I think that that was the utmost Manchester City performance in terms of dominance in the first half. Then they don't score many goals, because this has been, I believe, the main trademark of Manchester City this season. I mean, they play very well. Defensively, they are as good as any other season or even better, to the point that I think that they're in the Premier League, at least, their goal concession percentage is lower than in the rest of Guardiola's leagues as a Manchester City coach. I believe that Manchester City is very good defensively. Offensively, they create a lot, they don't score many, but still, they win the games, and they are very, very, very reliable. So I think that Guardiola will make sure that his players, they play for real here. They don't slack off, as I said before. Manchester City doesn't know how to do that. They don't know how to play 50%. And if they play, for example, with the likes of Fernandinho, Nathan Ake, I don't know, Phil Foden could play again. Kevin De Bruyne is back. Riyad Mahrez rested the other day. If they play with those guys, they are going to be very competitive. When it comes to RB Leipzig, well, the manager has been sacked after a catastrophic start of the season. It's funny how Leipzig, they are 11th on the table, and still they've got a plus 7 goal difference in the Bundesliga. That tells you that whenever they have a good day, whenever they resemble the team they were last season, they are still very competitive and capable of scoring many goals. But the thing is that they haven't had any consistency. So that's why they are 11th on the table, and they will have a new manager for this game, the interim Achim Beierlorzer. To be honest with you, I don't know much about this man. I know that he coached Mainz, but I haven't followed his career very, very closely. So for them, it's going to be difficult this game. They have to match the scoreline of Bruges against PSG, but I believe that Manchester City is going to beat them. So I will go for Manchester City to win. That pays 2.05. And the Asian handicap -0.75 for Manchester City gives you a little bit more money. That gives you 2.25. What needs to happen here? They have to win by two, and if they win by one, you get half a win.
Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot of people here agree there is going to be a lot of goals in this game. And yeah, also Zanta reminded us that Leipzig sucked their coach. He just mentioned it as well. And you know, when people they have a new coach appointed, we saw what happened with Man United. They tend to get good results at first, so might be uplifted a little bit. But I don't really see City losing in any scenario.
I don't know about that this time.
Yeah. And then we move on to PSG and Bruges. PSG have actually secured the second spot. I made a mistake. The third spot in this group is up for grabs. So even 3 points here for Bruges can actually change their fate. They might go to the Europa League. But a point for them would be enough, actually, in case Leipzig loses their hosting to Man City, which we just analyzed. So I think there's a lot of value for Asian handicap for the away win, actually, here.
Yeah.
The away team, not the away win, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that I believe that it's better to be in the position of Bruce than being in the position of RB Leipzig, because PSG has shown some frailties. I would prefer to play against the PSG at Parc des Princes than receiving Manchester City away. PSG, this weekend, they couldn't beat Lens. They drew with the goal of Jorginho Wijnaldum in the last minutes of the game, in the aggregate of the game. And it is also unclear how much Pochettino will rotate, because at the end of the day, PSG cannot make it any better. Any worse, they are going to finish second. This can be a bit of a tricky game for PSG, I think, because if they rotate a lot, they are not playing for nothing, and a few important players are in the bench, the team obviously gets a little bit eroded. Neymar is out, it's worth mentioning, because he's going to be out for a while. Lionel Messi, he played well against Lens the other day, but he didn't score a goal. He's not scoring many, at least in the league this season. In the Champions League, he has scored 3 goals, which is below his own average. So, you know, I think PSG is the better team here. Of course, they are the better team, but I'm not ready to go for the outright market, because I think that doesn't pay enough. And since I've got a little bit of a belief in Bruce, I think that they can be competitive in this game because they drew against PSG back in September. I could go, for example, for the double chance. This is a bit risky, but that pays 3.68. Why not? But the Asian handicap plus 2 for Bruce, that means that they could lose, but still, you could get a good money there. So, for example, if they lose by 2, you get a stake refund. If they lose by 1, you win. That pays 1.60, and I kind of like that one as well.
I think Bruges are a bit difficult to interpret at the moment because we saw them, how they crumbled against Leipzig, but then they bounced back the weekend. You know, it's a very up and down season for them. They won at the weekend 3-2. They're -4 from the top of the league, from Union Saint-Gilloise. Unbeaten in the last 3 games, score 9, but they struggle to keep clean sheet. No clean sheets in the last 7. They conceded 22 goals in the last 7. That's the average, more than 3 goals per game. Now, coming against PSG, with all the absences that PSG has, but, you know, that could be a tough ask. When they play away, Bruges, this season, they always scored, but they also always conceded. No clean, away clean sheets. I don't think this is going to be the case at the Parc des Princes. PSG are slightly better at home. We know they're very unbalanced. They just don't look like a team somehow. They don't have many intricate patterns of play, if you like, or at least Pochettino hasn't been able to give that. So I think this could be a game with a lot of goals because we know PSG at the back are far from perfect. I think with Bruges, a little bit disappointing. Yes, they can still qualify. Let's not forget that they got a goal difference of -11. Only Malmo has done worse than them in this Champions League. Also, Besiktas -11. So it is a tough ask. If they have to match, obviously they do better than what Leipzig is doing. It is a team that spends most of the time in their own half. You know, this is their third from bottom for saves made by the keeper. 23 PSG in the reaction. I think they're gonna be winning this one, and I think they're gonna start well. So I'm gonna go for an Asian handicap. -0.75 in the first half, which pays a little bit better than the overall Asian handicap. So it pays 2.05. So basically, as Alvaro said before, for the overall Asian handicap, if they win by 1 goal in the first half, you win half your stake. I can see them winning the first half. So bet 2 units on this one. If they win by 1 goal, you win half. But if you bet 2, yeah, basically it's the same.
Yeah, probably there's a lot of value also on a ghost market, as Guido is saying in the comments here. And fun fact, since Fred scored the second goal in the league yesterday, he has now more goals than Messi in their league. Yeah, it's a fun fact just to mention it out there. Moving on to Group B, AC Milan faces Liverpool, and despite losing 3 in a row, they still have a chance to actually qualify for the KO stage. It's a bizarre group right now. And if they actually manage to win their hosting to Liverpool, and if Porto and Atletico draw their other match, there you go. But meanwhile, Liverpool have a perfect record of 5 wins and also riding 5 back-to-back winning streak in all competitions. So betting against the red-hot Merseyside seems a very tough call for me right now. What do you think, Danny?
Difficult because, I mean, Milan needs to win. If Porto doesn't win, nor Atletico scores too many goals, so they could finish second, third, or fourth in the table. So it's going to be tough for Milan emotionally. Yeah. This is by far the most important European games they played in the last 6-7 seasons at least. And they come into this game top of the league in Serie A, but somehow all the attention in Serie A is more to Inter, who they are 1 point behind. There's almost the feeling that Inter is catching up with them. They're playing better. And Milan had a bit of fortune, perhaps, recently. It's because also they lost 2 of the last 4 games in the league. It looks like they're catching a little bit of breath. The truth is that Milan has started the league very, very well. This is the best start since 2003, but also we also need to remember that they have to cope with a lot of injuries. They missed Chiar, who's fundamentally Milan's backline. They missed it last midweek against Genoa. They're without Giroud, without Calabria. At the weekend, they were trying to play Pellegri, again, young player, very unfortunate through the years. He started first at Milan, then got injured, so he had to come off and substituted by Krunic. Also, Leao, the Portuguese, is out. So these are real, real big absentees. That's why there is this feeling that fortunes could change for Milan very quickly, who, by the way, in Europe, they've not been amazing, but they had good spells. 30 minutes against Liverpool, a good game against Atletico at home, a good defensive performance against Atletico away. Now, qualifying for the Champions League could be, for Milan, a double-edged sword, because I think if they want to compete and win the Serie A, they rather go out of Europe altogether, like Inter did last season, shamefully, and then focus on the Serie A. And I think this squad is good enough to go up until the end and be competitive. Yeah. But if they are involved in European competition, especially Champions League, or even worse, Europa League, that, you know, disrupts your fixtures a little bit, this could be difficult. On the other hand, if they do qualify for the Champions League next round, they're going to get around 20 million, which they could invest on a centre-back to replace Chiar. They could buy Milenkovic or Luis Felipe from Lazio, which are good, proven centre-back in Serie A. Now, how do they stop Liverpool? Liverpool scored 64 goals this season. Nobody hasn't not conceded against Liverpool. So this is going to be a tough ask for Milan. They need to try outscore Liverpool. I don't think they're going to win this one by keeping a clean sheet. The good news for Milan is that 14 different players have scored in the league. Only Chelsea scored more with 16. So they got goals in them. This could be... look, I'm not going to go for the outright market. I think it's difficult, although I see Liverpool slightly favorite on this one. Over 1.5 goals in the second half, when things open up, when the results from Oporto are going to come, you know, it's the decisive... 1.5 goals in second half, so only 2 goals for you to win, 189.
Yeah, this is a game that I find very appealing for betting. I think that there are many nice odds. Well, Milan, we know that they have to win, which already keeps them from speculating. They have to win, because if Oporto, there is another game being played in Porto, and whatever happens there can affect them, but they just have to focus on what they are doing at home against Liverpool. They have to win, and they will have to go at it. And I see what Daniele is saying, but I don't see how a team can psychologically get prepared to losing or to drawing a game just not to be in the next round of the Champions League. Dani, I know that it can be beneficial for AC Milan to get out of the Champions League, at least in a sporting way, not in a financial way, but how do you prepare for that? You can't. I mean,
psychologically,
yeah,
you could have a little bit less fire on you.
Yeah, explain that to the players that come out to the pitch and they have to play that game. I think that they are playing against Liverpool. I mean, and they will try to do their best. I don't know. I think that this is the kind of thing that after the game happens, we will see how good that plays out for Milan, whether staying in the Champions League is good or not. They have to win. That's the thing. And I think that they are going to attack. And Liverpool doesn't know any other thing but attacking. And we have seen it. Daniele will say that Liverpool have scored against every team this season. In fact, the last time they didn't score, it was against Real Madrid last season in the Champions League quarterfinals. So this is a team that has scored an average of 3 goals in the Champions League per game and an average of 3 goals, or slightly better, in the Premier League per game as well. Maybe Jurgen Klopp will do a rotation, but he never does a heavy rotation. We know Jurgen Klopp very well already. Who could come out? Maybe the second choice goalkeeper, Tsimikas instead of Robertson, Oxlade-Chamberlain instead of Thiago, Minamino instead of Mané. Still, it's a hell of a power force. So I think that Liverpool is a better team than Milan. They don't know how to play 4th gear or 3rd gear or 2nd gear. They always play 5th gear. And I think that there are many odds here that can be appealing. For me, Liverpool to win is nice enough. That pays 3.38. The both teams to score in the second half, 2.75. I love that one. And even more so, I think that both teams to score in the first half, that pays 4. And I wouldn't discard it either, because Milan has to go at it. And Liverpool in the counter-attack can kill you. So those three odds are my favorite for this game.
Yeah, let's not forget we witnessed many goals in the reverse fixture when we saw Liverpool winning 3-2, but it was a very dramatic game. Milan took the lead at first, and then you know what happened at the end. So I bet on many goals here. So it's a good choice as well.
And especially, I like the fact in the second half, because if Liverpool are losing, Klopp is going to put Mane, Salah, just to give them like 25 minutes. Yeah. But again, as I said before, for him not to make rotations in this game would be criminal because of what's coming in December. So, I mean, there are seven games for Liverpool. So they might start with a slightly weaker team, but I think Salah, Mane, and the big guns are going to be involved at some point. And that's where it could be interesting in betting terms, I think.
And also this guy, Moma Salah, to score, whoever this guy is, probably.
Someone else. Probably. Tell us where he plays.
A new character. Okay, Porto and Atletico Madrid, as mentioned, both teams here are in the must-win situation. A draw wouldn't do any good for them. In the previous fixture, they ended in a goalless draw, 0-0, which is a suicide in this situation. Clearly, the bookies couldn't pick up a favorite. And I wonder what to bet on this one. It's a must win.
That's a very tricky one. In the same way that I said before, that I love the many odds that the AC Milan Liverpool presented, I will be precautious with this game, particularly me, because I've seen Atletico enough this season to know that they are not reliable at all. I know that they won the league in 2021, but in my opinion, they won the league in 2020 and they lifted the trophy in 2021. Because they got 50 points in the first half of last season and they got only like 31 points in the second half of last season. And in the Champions League, they've been appalling in the last 18 months. They have gotten only 3 wins in the Champions League over the last 18 months. They beat Lokomotiv Moscow twice. And this season in the Champions League, they beat AC Milan. But let's don't forget that AC Milan was reduced to 10 men. I think Kessié was sent off. So Atletico in Europe hasn't been reliable at all. And they are playing against the Porto team that on paper, they are not better than Atletico because they are not even the Portuguese champion at the minute. But Porto hasn't lost in the league since October 2020. Porto is the team that killed Juventus last season. Porto is a team that has shown more resilience than any other team apart from Liverpool in this group. And I really don't know what to bet on here. I think that Atletico on paper has better players, but Porto collectively, they have shown that they are capable of qualifying for the next round. So I think that this game is going to be quite physical. And I think that this game is going to be not violent, but it will be bordering violence at some point. So I'm going to go for a very simple one here. The over 5 cards in this game. That pays 189, and this is where I'm staying.
I agree with Alvaro. Tense game against two teams that Atletico away, they don't score many goals. Porto, when they play at home, apart from that game against Liverpool, but it is Liverpool, usually they keep the door shut. And let's not forget, a draw could be enough for Porto if the result in Milan goes the way. So a draw, although it pays a lot, it could be a good one. Or you can go a double chance either way because it includes a draw. Porto are in good form. They won 3-0 at the weekend. At Anfield, when they play against Liverpool, they had chances early on. They could have scored a couple with Luis Diaz. And in the end, they lost. So, it's a team that kept a clean sheet against Milan, did well in the reverse fixture against Atletico. So overall, I think the group stage, they have been decent. I think they do deserve to go through. They only lost one of the last 12 games, of course, against Liverpool. A slightly injury problem with Porto. They will be against Pepe. And I think the most experienced player in the back line could be missed, especially when things get heated. Last 10, 15 minutes, you need a little bit of experience there, I think.
Jimenez for Atletico is out as well, eh?
Sorry?
Jimenez is also out for Atletico, I think. So
that's another big one.
There are casualties in both teams, yeah.
Porto are doing well domestically. I mean, it's an unbeaten, difficult as they lose a game at home. So I don't think they're going to lose. We're going to be cautious on this one because I think the goal market could be low scoring game. But I'm going to go Asian handicap 0. 209 conservative. So if Porto doesn't lose, if they draw, you get your money back. If they win, you win 209.
Yeah, and guys, also worth mentioning that Atletico lost surprisingly to Mallorca on the weekend. So their hopes for the title now get slimmer, especially in La Liga. So I guess they're going to put a lot of effort to win here. And
there's only one team that can win La Liga, I think.
That's the case right now. And one of the big problems of Atletico de Madrid is that even if they get the lead, I'll be very quick with this, they don't have the defenders with hierarchy. 7-8 years ago, they had Miranda, Godín, Jiménez when he was young. He was a great prospect too. But right now, when Atletico de Madrid gets in their own box and try to defend the scoreline, they don't do it because they don't have good individualities in the back. This is the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, moving on to the next group, Group C, seems like the last action or less surprises can occur here because Ajax and Sporting, they're playing a pointless game. The outcome here will not change because Ajax are winning the group and Sporting are qualifying as the second team. However, Ajax have a perfect record of 5 out of 5, an incredible goal difference of 16-3. So the odds for a home win seems like a bargain to me, to be honest, if you want to have a banker bet.
It could be, but as you said, the caveat is they're playing for nothing and in a long season, they could be changing. But also Ajax, when they played at Besiktas away, they still wanted to win, although they went behind 1-0. But careful with Sporting. The big surprise of this Champions League is the Portuguese champions. They were not favorite to qualify, and they managed to do so after losing the first two games. At the weekend, I watched them against Benfica in the derby, playing away at the Dalouse. They were brilliant. It was 3-1. They could have scored 4 or 5 only in the first half. A very attacking-minded side, the one managed by Amorim. Sarabia, second goal of the season, you know, they done the business very quietly. They got Sarabia on loan from PSG. I think it's quite a good coup for them. It has strengthened them quite a lot. Paulinho back scoring, obviously. Pedro Gonçalves, top scorer last year, 23 goals. Now, the question is, are all these big names that I mentioned going to play from the start at Amsterdam Arena? I'm not sure, but we have to consider that Sporting are a threat, and you know, is a team that has done well. 8 clean sheets so far. Yes, of course, they lost 5-1 in their reverse fixtures. They don't score many domestically; only scored 22. Kept 6 clean sheets in the last 11. I think Ajax could win this one, but I do fancy the double chance for Sporting. It could be a double chance overall, or it could be a double chance in the second half. You go for X2 in the second half. So, you know, well, we're not saying that Ajax might not win it, but Sporting probably might not lose the second half where things, you know, the rhythm might go down. As we said, there's nothing to play for. The second half could well end 0-0, for example. And I think the odds are very good.
Yeah, I think that this game presents interesting odds here. I believe that Ajax is a slightly favorite for this game, despite having been qualified, Sporting as well. So it's obviously a game in between two clubs that actually they are playing for nothing here. It's going to be nice. I think that for the neutral eye, it's going to be pretty entertaining. I'm very impressed by Ajax. I think that they've been the freshest news in the group stage, all together with Sporting Lisbon. I mean, at the end of the day, the few would have expected that the Portuguese champions would have qualified for this group so comfortably, because let's don't forget that they did it in the match day 5, especially after a very impressive win over Borussia Dortmund in Lisbon. So I think that this team is going to be one of the favorites to play against in the last 16 round for whoever comes out first. I'm not saying no to that, but at the same time, they are better than we would have expected. When it comes to Ajax, we all know what they are about. We all know that the gegenpressing, or whatever, whichever you call it in Dutch, the gegenpressing is working very well for them. They are scoring a lot of goals. They are keeping a lot of clean sheets, and their goal difference is very impressive too. So this Ajax is back. I don't know if they are as good as the Ajax of the 2018-2019 season, but so far they look like a good team to bet on. So I could go for Ajax to win the first half, because normally they start strong in the games. That doubles up your bet. And therefore, as a consequence of that, the half-time, full-time for home and home for Ajax, coming out the winner in the first half and in the second half. That pays 225, and those are my favorite bets.
Perfect. I also would actually look for over 3 goals if you want to be a little bit more conservative. It pays 198 at the moment. I think this game is going to be a high scoring again. The previous fixture ended in 5-1 for Ajax. Unfortunately for Dortmund, next game, Dortmund and Besiktas, Dortmund are going to play in Europa League, which is actually, we're going to witness Haaland playing in Europa League for the first time since 2018, when he was still playing for Leipzig. Meanwhile, Besiktas cannot go anywhere other than the bottom, since they have lost all 5 qualifying matches, and even a win here wouldn't change anything. Both teams will probably play freely for their fans, and my spider sense tells me a lot of goals here again in this one.
Yeah, your spider sense is my one too. I mean, and I tell you more. I think that this Borussia Dortmund right now that they've got Haaland back, they are a different team completely, because Haaland gives you the chance to put the ball in the box or to counterattack. And the other day against Bayern, Haaland scored a beautiful goal, by the way. And he also had a counter in which he ran 40 meters alone and he didn't score, just for the tiny, small margin of a toe. So yeah. I think that Haaland is going to change the team completely. In the Europa League, Borussia Dortmund are going to become automatically one of the favorites when they play there. Besiktas, they have been very disappointing as well. So for this game, really, I like the odds. I think that there is a good market, there is a good value in whatever means Borussia Dortmund winning heavily. So I could go for the Asian handicap -2 for Borussia Dortmund, that pays you 215, or the over 2 goals in the first half. The thing is that Erling Haaland is the best scorer a team can have right now. Over 2 goals in the first half, 310 for Borussia Dortmund.
I mean, how much Borussia Dortmund miss Haaland in the last 3 or 4 games? I'm sure if they had him against Sporting, probably we would talk now about Borussia Dortmund going to the next round of the Champions League. Against Bayern, they were unlucky. I don't think they deserve to win. The game was partially spoiled by the referee. And yes, I think Borussia's lost the last 7 games against Bayern, but this one was the closest one that I remember. They did well. They did really well with Alan.
Did you hear Jude Bellingham after
that? Yeah, I did hear it.
Yeah, unbelievable rant, that one. The rant of the season.
I think it's the youth. I think it's the youth that you can't say those things. On TV. Go and watch the clip anyway. But yes, I think it was spoiled by the referee anyway. So good game from Alan. Good game from Brandt, unfortunately injured, but he's gonna miss the game. Bellingham, apart from his post-match reaction, gave 2 assists. So overall, good performance overall. They will play the Europa League. I don't think for this one Borussia Dortmund are making too many changes, because German teams only got 3-4 games to go until the break, so they can play pretty much the first team. I'm sure Haaland will play, then they can rest for a couple of weeks in December. And at home, Borussia are impressive. They won 9 out of 11 at home this season. They are top of the home table in Bundesliga. They scored 23 goals in Bundesliga home. They also conceded a few, strangely, at home. They conceded 12, obviously 3 against Bayern Munich at the weekend. I'm going to go for a win. You have to go for a win for Borussia Dortmund. I can find the value on the, how do you call it, Daniel, the sandwich. So it's home, no? Borussia winning at
the
home.
Pancake.
And the first, so obviously they play at home. So they win the first half and the second half. So they win both. 191.
Yep. I'm just curious what will happen with Haaland, actually, after the end of the season, and Bellingham. They're both great talents. I don't know if they could keep them.
They won't keep them, because that's what Borussia does.
Yeah,
they never kept one for more than 1 season or 2.
Talents like Sancho and Lewandowski and so on. And finally, we have some... in the comments, a lot of guys agree, actually, with the win of Dortmund, Haaland scoring and Dortmund win and so on. I don't really see any other outcome other than, but you never know. In Group D, we actually have finally a tasty game here, Real Madrid and Inter, in a direct clash for the top of the group, because both teams are separated by just 2 points. Real Madrid won the previous meeting at San Siro, and they have also won the previous 4 head-to-heads, which explains why Los Blancos are the favorites here. according to bookies. And let's hear, Alvaro, what is your opinion?
Look, I think Daniele deserves to start because Inter Milan is rocketing up. I know that this is his club, and they beat Roma comfortably this weekend. So go for it, Dani.
Okay. It's doing well. Inter is doing well. They got 1 point more than last season at this stage. But it's not just the numbers that impresses me. It's the quality and the quantity of passes that leads to goal. Have a look at the goal that Dzeko scored. 22 passes. Roma very passive, by the way. But they also been doing it time and time again in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So Inter, I think the reboot from Conte to Inzaghi is almost completed. It's 90% completed, you know, in the bar. It's not yet, but almost completed. And I think, yes, obviously they are second in the league. They score in 18 Serie A games in a row. They also kept 4 clean sheets in a row this season. Probably a good record for them. You know, it is an attacking team. It does change. Against with Conte, they were attacking, they were scoring, but I think they were more reactive. Now they are much more proactive also in the Champions League. They are the top team for attempts, 100 attempts in 5 games. That's average 20 attempts per games. Away, they won 4 of the last 5. Çalhanoğlu is finding the form, scored 5 goals already in the league. Dzeko already 11 goals. So these are all good numbers. And look, they qualify for the first time on the Champions League knockout stages in 10 years. So it's a big achievement. I don't think it's a miracle because, come on, the champions of Italy should qualify to the next round of the Champions League. And the group, as we saw, wasn't particularly challenging. But the encouraging thing is that they done it by playing well. And now they got a massive opportunity to go to Madrid with not too much at stake, really, to try to win the game and finish first, which gives you a little bit of an advantage in the second round. We know that the away goals has been scrapped this season, so there isn't that much of an edge in playing away at home, but obviously you can play lower, weaker oppositions. Now, let's see how the game develops, because in the first leg, Inter had the ball a lot, had a lot of chances, they missed them, but in the second half, when the rhythm was down, then Madrid was able to elude the press and control the ball. This is a more informed Inter. See who's got the control of the midfield and see who can beat the pressing. I think Benzema is not playing, Alvaro will tell me more, but this is a massive advantage for Inter. And also the lucky things, Inter doesn't have Correa, okay, probably the same quality. Both team to go for it. Inter need to be careful, obviously, with the counter-attack of quick players like Vinicius. Over 1.5 goals in the first half, 2.55, so basically you win if there is more than one goal in the first half.
Yeah, the Benzema factor affects this game a lot, in my opinion, because Karim Benzema will not be ready for this, and he might not be ready for the derby of the City of Madrid against Atletico in the weekend. Karim Benzema has been instrumental for Real Madrid. What can I tell you that you don't know? But there is another player who is hitting the headlines, and there is another player who is, at the minute, the most refreshing prospect of the Liga, who is Vinicius. He's no longer a promise. He's a reality. And against Real Sociedad in the weekend, Vinicius Kill Corosabel, the defender of Real Sociedad, who is a fine defender, by the way. But the thing is that with Vinicius, you don't know what to do. If you go, if you do man marking, he takes you on and he leaves you behind. If you do zonal marking with him, he can also find solutions. I'm not saying that he's the new Maradona, but he's so quick and he's so talented and he's scoring
and
so many
new
goals.
Neymar.
Yeah, well, we could, that would be a closer definition, yes. He's as wild as Neymar was when he was 21 in terms of taking on players all the time. He's got that wilderness as well, and he's scoring goals. So he has become a fantastic asset for Real Madrid. The guy who's going to play instead of Benzema is going to be probably, presumably, Luka Jovic. And the good thing is that he scored the other day, because Luka Jovic at Real Madrid is stinking there, hasn't been good. So it's important that Jovic get some confidence, because as the season goes by, he's going to be important. I know, however, that if Benzema was available, was going to play because Carlo Ancelotti is a manager that if the team works, he doesn't rotate at all. He knows that this is the time to make an allotment, to make a collection of points for Real Madrid and to keep on winning games. And against Inter, the win is very important because if we check the identity of the teams that are going to come out first of the groups, Manchester City, Liverpool, Ajax, Bayern Munich, probably Chelsea, you want to avoid them. So finishing first in the group is very important. I think Real Madrid, they are going to take this game for real. And I know that Inter is doing very well. But for Real Madrid, the draw is enough. So Real Madrid to win, because they, just for the plain reason that they are playing at home, pays 2.19. You could back that. But in my opinion, there are more appealing bets here. Like, for example, the over 1.5 goals in the second half when both teams, they, you know, one of them knows that they have to win, like Inter probably. And, you know, Real Madrid replicates with attacking sequences as well. Over 1.5 goals in the second half, 1.95. I like that one. Or maybe Real Madrid to be the first time, the first team to score. That pays 1.75, and I know that at Santiago Bernabeu that happens a lot with Real Madrid. But all this say, there is only one caveat. Real Madrid is not perfect. They are running away with La Liga. Against Real Sociedad on Saturday, they were very good. But against Athletic Club Bilbao in midweek, last week, Thibaut Courtois was the savior of the team. So, for you to know. But still, I believe that Real Madrid is a slightly favorite for this game.
Definitely very dense cycle, a lot of games every 3-4 games, so teams get players get tired and teams get make up sets and so on. It wouldn't be a surprise actually to see a draw, as Zante is saying here in the draw no bet. Everything can happen actually, because as we mentioned, both teams want to win the group and avoid the strong teams coming up, which will be facing the second team in this group. But anyway, the last game of Group D is Shakhtar and Sheriff. Once again, pointless game. Whatever happens here, Sheriff is the pleasant surprise of the tournament, and they're going to Europa League, while Shakhtar are really performing subpar, having lost all of their 5 games. And this is their only chance for retaliation, because actually Sheriff won the previous fixture with 2-1, if I'm not mistaken.
2-0,
yeah. Is there anything good to bet on in here, in your opinion, guys?
I'll go very quickly. I think that Shakhtar, they have paid, they have suffered from not having a number 9. Traoré got an injury at the beginning of the season. Their best scorer last season is out. So they play good football, they got good midfielders, but then they don't score and they are paying the price of that. I mean, in the Champions League, you need to have a scorer. Sheriff, yes, they have been very impressive. Obviously, the Sheriff surprising effect has watered down as the games went by. But, you know, they beat Real Madrid. What else do you want in this Champions League? And they will play the Europa League. So, absolutely. And this is a loss that will reverberate in Madrid for a bit of time. So I will go for this game for... You know, I think that the Shakhtar Donetsk is going to attack more. So the Asian Handicap corners, -3 for them. I like that one. But the Asian Handicap -1.5 in the scoreline for Shakhtar, that pays 250. That means that they have to win by 2. That is my favorite bet.
I think you already seen my tip here. Asian Handicap corners minus is out. Okay. let's not spoil the party. Look, Sheriff. They didn't win at the weekend. 0-0 against Petro Club. I was gripped. They 0-0. I mean, incredible. They didn't win in Moldova. They will play in Europa League. I'm curious to see how they set up in Europa League, if they can be a little bit more proactive and not just play in the counter-attack. Sheriff is a defensive team. It's a team that spends a lot of the time defending. They are the team with most clearances in the Champions League, 170. Most goalkeeper save, 30 plus one, the one with the nose at the Bernabeu. That counts like 5. Second from bottom for attacks in the Champions League. Only 14 corners taken, less than 3 per game. Shakhtar, great team to watch if they were playing without the goals, because they don't have end product. And they've taken 27 corners double, so you can see where I'm going here. Asian corners, Asian handicap corners -2.5 for Shakhtar. So basically, for you to win 206, Shakhtar needs to take 3 more corners than Sheriff at home. I think is doable.
Perfect. So there you have it, guys. We have analyzed all Tuesday's games from the Champions League round 6. If you enjoyed the show, you can click on the like button, subscribe to the channel, share with your friends, leave comments after the show finishes because it's a live stream, and then you can go back to YouTube and rewatch it. And we'll be back tomorrow with Danny and Alvaro for the Wednesday's games from the Champions League. Oh, hello. Yeah. Hello. As a reminder. I was too quick to send you away.
Cut.
We are back with the Aka. Before we finish, we need to see to hear your Aka. Sorry, guys.
I'll go for it very quickly. It's Asian Handicap Corners -3 for Shakhtar. Dortmund Besiktas over 1.5 goals in the second half. Over 5 cards in Porto Atletico. And Manchester City to win. That pays 13.68.
Good. I go for mine. Leipzig, Manchester City, both to score. Milan, Liverpool, x2. Borussia to win the first half against Besiktas. Real Madrid, Inter in the first half. Double chance, x2. And Shakhtar to take the lead against Sheriff. Total odds, 10.02.
Perfect. I told you guys I'm a little bit rusty. Haven't been resting for a few weeks. Maybe Edu needs more breaks so I can be more...
Always on holiday.
...in the game. All right, guys. So, once again, that was all. Please leave a like, a comment, a subscribe, and we'll be back tomorrow with Champions League Wednesday's game. Thank you, guys, and I'll wish you a good evening or day, whatever the time is.
And almost Merry Christmas. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.